Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into The Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I wanted to talk about hurt, or emotional pain, in other words. We all talk about having healthy boundaries, and where these boundaries are placed and to what extent they are enforced vary from person to person. In some cultures, it is wrong to talk back to your elders, and in others, you are encouraged to express your opinions as an equal. Now, social norms aside, we also have personal preferences. Even though we might have grown up in a culture that encourages us to express our opinions, we might not like to engage in conflicts as much and choose to go with the flow. Or, we don't mind engaging in conflicts in spite of growing up in a culture that enforces dominance of the elders over youngsters. In either cases, it is clear that we always have a choice. And the key to accessing this freedom of choice is enforcing your personal boundaries. Generally, when talking about setting boundaries, we think of building walls between us and people. But no matter the number of walls we build, it cannot save us from ourselves, right? We still feel hurt or emotional pain when others say or do things contradictory to what you want or expect of them. This is an indication that we still take what others say and do personally. For example, if someone says or makes me feel like I'm not good enough, I feel hurt only because I took it personally. Personally means I am saying that to myself too. Like a ship will never sink because of the water outside and only sink when the water enters it. The words of others cannot hurt me unless I too believe that about myself. So hurt indicates those moments when I say hurtful things to myself. Now, the solution to this is not apathy, indifference, or not caring. We can avoid hurt using such measures, but never grow out of it. What happens when we can no longer avoid it? So first, you will realize two main reasons for people's actions. It will either be based on our values or on our insecurities. Our actions will be either towards our dreams or avoiding that which we fear. And it has nothing to do with others. People around us can only remind us of our values or our fears that are already inside us. So, for example, we can create a business for profit or non-profit. Both benefit our society greatly. Now, some people can choose to create a non-profit organization not to help the community, but because they think businesses run for profit are only based on selfish motives and fear being judged by others. This is to show you can run a non-profit business based on your values or your insecurities, and only you can choose for yourself. People will greatly appreciate or criticize you based on whether they think your actions reflect your values or insecurities. But once you have clarity from where your words and actions come from, you need not fear what others think, and you need not ignore it either. You can speak up for yourself boldly. Remember, your perception of me is a reflection of you, and my reaction to you is an awareness of me. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye.